Let's go over to Genesis chapter 26. You see, when people start testifying, you got to bring a lunch. Because and see, when they do testify, they don't realize they're going that long. See, and I thank God for these testimonies, but when you read in that Bible in Mark chapter 5 that this woman who got healed of this issue of blood, the Bible says, and she told Jesus all the truth. You know how long that took? Oh, let me tell you. Genesis chapter 26, very quickly, and verse 1, he says, and there was a famine in the days in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I'll tell you of, and sojourn in this land, and I'm going to be with you, and I'll bless you. For unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So right there, God is telling Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. In other words, I know things are bad right now, but don't even think about doing it the world's way, getting you out of this situation. So let's go now to verse 12. Then it says, and then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. If you're following me, just follow me, please. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines, what?
Envied
him. All right? So this man, he had dug wells of his father that they had stopped up, and he redug the wells. Next verse, please, verse 16. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go from us, for you are much mightier than we. One translation says, you are too rich and powerful for us. So, what am I saying here? I'm saying that God meets your need through your seed. And here's something I want you to write down. That your salary should not be your income. Your salary should not be your income. Now, I'm talking about you as a child of God. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
So here is Isaac, and he sows seed in a time where everybody's losing money. He makes an investment. And out of that, I want you to write the second principle. One is this: God does not expect us to spend money before it multiplies.
Amen.
God does not expect us to spend money before it multiplies. Okay? Because if you sow seed, God's going to multiply it. And then you take the multiplied amount and you spend out of that. I don't know whether you know it or not, but most people live from paycheck to paycheck. In other words, before they even get the check, it's already spent. But God doesn't want you that way. He's got a better plan for you. So he's connected you up with him. So when you do get your salary or paycheck, first thing you do is what? Tithes, right? And also you give offerings. And so your tithes open up the windows of heaven, and your offerings determine how much God can measure back to you. So you're not limited by your salary. So first of all, I said that your salary should not be your income. Secondly, I said that God does not expect us to spend money before it multiplies. He wants you to spend out of your multiplied amount. Boy, this is good stuff. So if you have, let's say, money in savings, and your savings, well, today it doesn't have, you know, much of an increase, but savings used to be that you could save and the interest that you'll make on your savings, you take the interest and spend out of that interest. You hear what I'm saying? Let's say you have a stock. So you buy a stock, and the dividend that you make out of the stock, this is what you do. Or let's say you have whatever it is, but spend out of your multiplied amount. All right, let's just see this happen. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4 real quick and verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And you know my servant that fear the Lord, thy servant that fear the Lord. And the creditor has come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." In other words, the man died, left a family in debt. Now the creditors are coming to enslave the children until the debt is paid. And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me what is in your house." And she said, "Thy handmaid is not anything in the house save a pot of oil." And he said, "Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and thy sons, and shall pour out into all these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said to her, "There is not a vessel more." And the oil did what? Stay. Then she came and told the man of God. He said, "Go and do what? Sell the oil." What else to do? Pay your debt. And what else? Live, you and your children, on the rest. Live on the multiplied amount. So it's interesting that if you get a person who is rich, wealthy, they live on their multiplied amount. They take it and invest it and let that investment grow, and they take the growth part of that and spend. They might buy an apartment building, they might so forth and so on, but that's what they spend. They don't spend this. Got it? So my point to you is God sees you rich. Poor people work for money. Rich people, money works for them. God sees you rich. It's time for money to start working for you. And a good place to sow is the kingdom. What you're sitting in is the middle of good soil. So as you do so, you have a right to expect a harvest. Now that multiplied amount is what you're going to buy your next apartment building with. I'm talking about somebody right now. So what are you going to do? While you're asleep, your money is working. While you're asleep, the apartment building is getting increased. So isn't that wonderful that you can sleep and make money while you sleep? See? So I'm saying now, let's not let first place you be on the paycheck to paycheck thing. Let's get off of that thing. Let's say, okay, I'm going to sow some of this, but I'm going to expect God to multiply it so I can live off that multiplied amount. Say amen to that. And that's all I have. Give the Lord a praise. Praise God. Now, just before you do anything, don't forget our green envelopes here. That is green envelopes. I just looked at.